Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday afternoon, May 20th, 2025, and we have a great mix of science headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Researchers discover potential missing connection between EBV and multiple sclerosis. Researchers have discovered a potential missing connection between the Epstein-Barr virus and multiple sclerosis. While the risk of MS is higher among those exposed to the virus, it remains unclear why only a small percentage developed the condition. This new scientific information could offer valuable insights for biopharmaceutical firms like Clene Inc., CLNN, focused on MS research. Investors can find the latest news and updates on Clene Inc. in the company's newsroom. BioMedWire is a specialized communications platform focusing on biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions for reaching target markets effectively. For more information, visit BioMedWire's website.
Investor news breaks. Quantum Biopharma Limited, QNTM, signs agreement to advance MS drug toward phase 2 trial. Quantum Biopharma Limited, traded on NASDAQ under the symbol QNTM, has entered into an agreement with a global pharmaceutical contract research organization to prepare an investigational new drug application for its lead compound, Lucid-21-302, aimed at treating multiple sclerosis. The company plans to submit the application to the FDA in the fourth quarter of 2025, with the goal of initiating a phase 2 clinical trial. Lucid-21-302 is a patented neuroprotective therapy shown in preclinical studies to prevent demyelination, a key factor in MS and other neurodegenerative disorders. Quantum Biopharma is dedicated to developing innovative solutions for challenging disorders with a focus on neurodegenerative and metabolic conditions, as well as alcohol misuse disorders.
Planning grants awarded for competitive proposals, testing efficacy of food, is medicine. The American Heart Association has awarded nearly $1.2 million in grant funding to 12 scientific researchers as part of its Healthcare by Food initiative. These grants will support the development and testing of food as medicine interventions to treat chronic diseases driven by unhealthy diets. The goal is to make these interventions reimbursable, scalable, and sustainable. The initiative aims to address the crisis of chronic disease by incorporating healthy food into healthcare to help millions of patients nationwide. The association has also funded 23 small-scale clinical trials to strengthen food as medicine research. Results from these trials are expected soon, with larger randomized controlled trials needed to determine the most effective interventions for specific populations. The Healthcare by Food initiative is supported by anchor funding from the Rockefeller Foundation and contributions from various organizations.
GeoVax reaffirms urgent need for multi-antigen COVID-19 vaccines as CDC shifts recommendations. GeoVax Labs, Inc. reaffirms the urgent need for multi-antigen COVID-19 vaccines following the CDC's shift in recommendations. Their vaccine, GEO-CM04S1, offers superior protection for immunocompromised populations and aligns with HHS priorities for durable, broad-spectrum immunization. With a focus on older adults and those with chronic health problems, the demand for next-generation immunization strategies is growing. GEO-CM4S1, based on the MVA platform, expresses both spike and nucleocapsid proteins, providing multi-antigen protection against SARS-CoV-2. Recent phase 2 trial results in patients with chronic lymphocytic leukemia showed a superior T-cell response rate compared to a leading mRNA vaccine. Fully aligned with the HHS biosecurity vision, GEO-CM04S1 offers multi-antigen breadth, durability, safety, and domestic advanced manufacturing capabilities. Multiple phase 2 trials are ongoing to support the path to licensure for this innovative vaccine. BioCorex reports business update for the first quarter of 2025. BioCorex Pharmaceuticals, Inc. reported a business update for the first quarter of 2025, highlighting the acquisition of Lucemura, Lofexidin, from USWM, LLC. This FDA-approved medication for opioid withdrawal has already shown promising results, driving revenue growth with net product revenues of $134,899. The company continues to focus on managing and reducing operating expenses, decreasing them by approximately 9% compared to the same period in 2024. BioCorex Pharmaceuticals, Inc. is also advancing the development of sustained-release naltrexone products, supported by a grant from the National Institutes of Health. This research aims to address significant public health challenges, such as methamphetamine use disorder, MUD, and opioid use disorder, OUD. Stay tuned for further updates on the development of BICX-104 for the treatment of these disorders. A detailed examination of the 2025 Myanmar earthquake. A multidisciplinary study on the 2025 Myanmar earthquake reveals a catastrophic event with a magnitude of 7.7. The earthquake, originating along the Sagaing Fault, caused violent shaking across urban centers like Mandalay and Naay Pyi Taw, resulting in over 4,900 fatalities and 6,000 injuries. The event highlighted vulnerabilities in urban planning and disaster preparedness, emphasizing the need for seismic resilience. Researchers integrated seismic, geological, and socioeconomic analyses to understand the event's impact. The study critiques existing building codes and emergency response frameworks, advocating for enhanced seismic monitoring and international collaboration in disaster risk reduction. Lessons from this catastrophe provide a blueprint for fostering resilience in rapidly developing, tectonically active regions worldwide. Unveiling the neural circuits of survival, Creative Biolabs announces upcoming webinar. Creative Biolabs, a global biotechnology leader, is hosting an upcoming webinar titled Neural Circuits of Survival to explore the neural mechanisms of survival instincts. The webinar will delve into the structure and function of neural networks regulating survival behaviors, how organisms perceive danger, and the impact of experience on neural circuits. Attendees can expect to learn about innovative techniques like neuroimaging and the BrainBow multicolor labeling toolbox for visualizing complex neuronal circuits. The event, scheduled for June 25, 2025, at 11 a.m. EDT, offers a valuable opportunity to stay updated on the latest research, discover new tools, network with professionals, and expand knowledge in neuroscience.
Creative Biolabs strikes May Double Play, Conference Coup, and BIS-specific breakthrough unveiled. Creative Biolabs wowed attendees at the Nexus Conference with their BIS-specific antibody platform, showcasing how it can tackle cancer cells and supercharge natural killer cells. The company offers customized BSA design, engineering, and analysis workflows for both research and clinical trials. They also have a range of proprietary BIS-specific antibody products available for various research purposes. A webinar on May 22nd will delve into the targeted ADAM17 blocker and killer antibody complex, offering insights into its potential for cancer treatment. Stay tuned for Creative Biolabs' upcoming Innovation Roadshow at the World BIS-specific Summit, where they will unveil next-gen BIS-specifics. After cardiac event, people who regularly sit for too long had higher risk of another event. Research published in the American Heart Association's journal Circulation, Cardiovascular Quality and Outcomes found that people who sit for more than 14 hours a day have a higher risk of another cardiac event after a previous one. Replacing 30 minutes of sedentary time with light physical activity reduced the risk by 50%, while replacing it with moderate to vigorous activity lowered the risk by 61%. Additionally, replacing sedentary time with 30 minutes of sleep decreased the risk by 14%. This study emphasizes the importance of reducing sedentary behavior and increasing physical activity to improve cardiovascular health after a heart attack.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.